USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
New York Attorney General Letitia James disclosed new details Tuesday night about her civil investigation into former President Trump's business dealings, saying the probe has uncovered evidence suggesting the fraudulent valuing of multiple assets and misrepresentations of those values to financial institutions. Daniel Goldman, a former assistant U.S. district attorney during the first failed Trump impeachment, weighs in on MSNBC.
The allegations are that Donald Trump Jr., and Ivanka Trump were very involved in exaggerating or misstating statements of assets and finances in order to obtain loans, insurance, and tax credits.
Only his 10th press conference, President Biden will speak to the American people today at 4 p.m. Eastern. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
After the devastation COVID-19 has caused around the world, two things are for sure. The virus was started in China, and the United States is still not prepared to stand on our own without China's help.
Representative Rodney Davis told Newsmax on Tuesday that the KN95 masks House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is forcing members to wear were bought in China with U.S. taxpayer money. Davis said those same masks were considered hazardous by regulatory standards until recently. According to the congressman, the federal government has purchased thousands of KN95 masks from China and are handing them out to members and their staffs. They're all mandated to wear them in the U.S. Capitol complex, including while on the floor of the House of Representatives. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The stock markets are having a rough go at it early in 2022 as a threat of rate hikes are lurking. The Federal Reserve started to chatter about trying to keep inflation in check by raising rates higher. USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Fame talk show host Dr. Mehmet Oz on Tuesday criticized Dr. Anthony Fauci, saying that Fauci coordinated with members of the media to politically assassinate COVID-19 vaccine dissenters. In a political ad by Dr. Oz for Senate, Mehmet called out Dr. Fauci to hold a debate one-on-one, doctor to doctor, for the American people to see. Dr. Oz on Newsmax.
Well, the biggest damage is that he mixed politics and medicine. And when you do that, you get politics. And I'll speak to the issue of wonderful physicians, experts, epidemiologists who raised concerns over the cascading authoritarianism that came out of Washington with the pandemic. And he would shoot them down. He actually would work with media. We have emails exchanged back and forth demonstrating that he would actually work with folks to assassinate these individuals. So one by one, they get deplatformed. They can't speak. The media writes harsh articles, which doctors aren't used to hearing. And then, when you've done all that, no one puts their hands up anymore because everyone they look around, there's no one standing. And that's a real issue because there's a general belief, I think, by a lot of Americans, especially Democrats, that there's a consensus behind what Fauci was articulating. Quite the opposite. He wasn't well respected in many quarters, and much of the advice that was given was not believed to be accurate enough, and we're paying the price right now. A good example, Greg, we keep focusing on vaccines. Every time Washington says something about Omicron, it's about more vaccines. Vaccinate the 12-year-olds. Get more boosters into their arms. Yet we're finding out that physicians who used to be on FDA panels aren't even giving it to their own kids.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.